Athletics isn't all about competition and performance on the field. It's also about facilities. GLT's Brian Bloodworth discusses the needs of the future and the athletics department strategic plan with ISU Athletic Director Larry Lyons. Lyons says football coach Brock Speck and others have been lobbying for an indoor practice facility for a long time.
We started a second phase of long-term planning for all of our athletic facilities about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. The plan we had on the books was Redbird Renaissance, and it was about 10 years old. The primary facility that needs that we have revolve around an indoor practice space. Horton Fieldhouse is a wonderful old barn and has served athletics and the campus very well. What most people probably don't realize is in the mornings, Horton Fieldhouse is an academic facility. In the afternoons, typically becomes a practice facility for Illinois State Athletics. And in the evenings, it is a primary recreation facility for campus recreation. We can't use it for all the practices we need to use it for. It's the wrong surface. It's a great track surface, but it's not a good multi-purpose indoor practice facility.
Well, it's got to be 20 years old.
The surface is about 20 years old, and we're going to address that surface here in the next few months. But it doesn't fit the needs, and we don't have the time blocks that we need to have all of our teams practice for about 6 months out of the year. We looked at the functionality of Horton and said we need to address that. That led us to an indoor multi-purpose practice facility, which about half the schools in the Missouri Valley Football Conference have either a domed facility or a self-standing practice facility. And it doesn't need to be grandiose building. It needs to be a practice facility. If we could find the funds to have a 300-meter track, which would certainly help our track programs, 8 lanes on the sprint side, but a 300-meter track almost fits perfectly with 100 yards worth of artificial surface. What that does is gives you 100 yards of artificial surface that's more appropriate for a football training, but also soccer, baseball, softball, conditioning for all of our other sports. And then with the right netting systems, you could have multiple teams practicing at the same time, which is very tough to do in Horton. Horton is a 200-meter track surface, and it's all track surface.
Now, are you talking on the same site as Horton Fieldhouse?
No.
Would you have to expand it? Or
we tried to see how could we make Horton Fieldhouse be that facility. Because of the uniqueness of the structure, where Horton Fieldhouse and Hancock Stadium are essentially one building, and there's no room to widen the building. I mean, we looked at taking out the east stands, the second set of stands there inside of Horton, but there's offices up there. There's some unique challenges to doing that. We looked at, can we lengthen the building, go north and south? That's probably not a building of that age, something that's the right thing to do. We can make Horton, and it will continue to be, a very useful, functional building for this campus by changing out the running surface and then upgrading the glass block walls and lights and paint and things like that. And Horton Fieldhouse isn't going anywhere. We need to move north onto the grass football practice field and build a self-standing building there.
And to do that, you obviously have to have the funding. And right. We're... Are you in the process of that?
Or we're in. It's part of our capital campaign the university is under right now. The easiest way for me to explain it is it's not our turn on campus to utilize much university resources. Our turn was Hancock Stadium, the way we've financed that building. But right now there's a major project going on in Bowen Student Center, and there's other priorities on campus. We understand that, so we're going to have to probably do the vast majority of this privately. And that's not an easy thing. But we're trying to get that done. We need to find that champion, that anchor, that lead gift, that will give us the momentum to really push forward.
What's a price tag on a facility that you're looking at?
It's a scalable type building. Depending on length and width is the issue. Depending on how much public amenities you put into it, if it's purely a practice facility, not a competition facility, that changes the footprint. you know, for the sake of argument, if we had a $25 million building, we would be in really, really good shape and from a practice facility perspective, but also track competitions and other things because there'd be a lot of public amenities there. Odds are we could probably have some locker rooms added to that facility, that sort of thing. If you scale all that back, obviously the price tag goes down. If it's just purely for practice, you don't need all the amenities that you normally would need if you were having the public in the building.
One other item in the athletic strategic plan includes a building at the tennis courts to provide restrooms and storage. Lyons spoke with GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth. You're listening to Sound Ideas.